This is Passport to Texas. Back in 1939, the Army decided to build a military base to protect the Texas coast during World War II. That base was located at Matagorda Island. But when it closed in 1977, many parts of the base remained, including the runways.
We have several runways. The longest one is 2 miles long. It was set up for B-52s to do touch-and-goes.
And while Matagorda Island's former park manager, John Stewart, says planes are no longer allowed to use the runways, other types of vehicles are making use of them.
Kids use the runways for bicycles and skateboards. We get quite a few.
Cyclists are not the only users of the runways, so you need to be careful when sharing the area.
We have leased terns nest on the runway, which would be a big fine if you went over one of their nests and cracked some endangered bird eggs.
Yeah, don't do that. Matagorda Island is just one of the many unique places where you can ride your bicycle. Now, do you want to ride on a former railroad track or on a trail where dinosaurs once roamed? Visit the Parks and Wildlife website and find a free online brochure on bicycling in state parks. That's our show for today. We record the series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.